It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Before yesterday's Mets-Marlins game, I was looking at the Marlins lineup. I was filling out my scorecard, and I'm like, who the hell is the guy batting third? His name is Eric Wagaman. And so me seeing Eric Wagaman batting third led to this exchange right here on Evan and Tiki.
By the way, do you know who Eric Wagaman is?
No, who is that?
Do you know who Eric Wagaman is?
Yeah, he works over in sales.
You know who Eric Wagaman is, Tommy?
He's a relief pitcher on the Brewers.
He is the third place hitter for the Marlins today, and he's a DH.
No, he's not.
What the hell is that?
That sounds like back in the day in baseball where you couldn't have Barry Bonds, so they called him Eric Wagaman.
Right.
Eric Wagaman.
Like, I'm not just naming a random guy in the Marlins lineup. I'm naming the guy batting third
in
the Marlins
lineup. But how do you spell it? Eric Wagaman?
W-A-G-A-M-A-N. Eric Wagaman.
Oh, he exists.
I got to bet Wagaman to hit a home run now.
Oh, he's going yard.
Wagaman gets a hold of one to deep left field. Nebo takes a look, and that ball's way out of here.
Whoa. Boy.
Up onto the concourse. Wagaman's first home run for the Marlins. And that breaks up the 9-run lead and makes it an 8-run lead.
Oh, that was a bomb.
You couldn't have asked for anything more. We have no idea who the guy is. Sean quickly says, let's bet on him to hit a home run. And then he hits the least offensive home run in baseball because the Mets are leading at the time by a score of 10-1. So if you made the bet because you listened to Evan and Tiki and you're like, that's a great idea from Sean, congratulations. And apparently, Sean, a bunch of people did it.
And what was the number? Remind us.
Plus 850. So $10 won you $85, so on, is $100 won you $8. I can tell you based on screenshots that flooded my timeline on Twitter that if a combined listening to this show, well north of $2,000 was made on that home run. Combined, nice. Which I think is nice. It's nice that many people listening. And also, for those watching the game detailed, on Wagaman's second at-bat, he came within inches of hitting the foul pole on a ball that went foul, bounced off the wall, and then struck out on the next pitch. I thought we were dead in the water then, and bang, next at-bat.
So you made the bet.
Oh, I made the bet.
Uh-huh. Congratulations. Did you make the bet, Tommy? Because you also, after Sean gave the idea, said, I agree with you, I'm going to do it too. Did you do it?
I did not.
Ah.
And I'm pissed at Sean.
Why?
And I've sat on it till now.
Why are you pissed at him?
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Because, and we've documented this on the show, I'm very busy. I'm doing a lot of things back here.
Okay.
I had a 2-hour show last night, so things happen, and we say something like that on the air, and I forget about it. Sean needs to be my gambling buddy there and say, Luke, it's plus 800, put the bet in. I just put the bet in. Because the guy acted like he won, you know, 50 grand last night in our chat. It's like, bro, you gotta be there for me.
Well, I have a...
Like, come on, man.
I have
like, you're sitting right next to me.
I have an idea, and tell me if you guys are okay with this idea.
Go ahead. Gambling etiquette.
I'll give you a gambling idea for this program. Because this stuff happens. It happens organically. Like I just mentioned Eric Wagerman. Sean's like, oh, he's going to hit a home run. I think that when you say something like that the next time, if we all say, yeah, that's a great idea, whoever makes the bet should make it a show bet.
Mm. Okay.
So if you bet $20 on him, it's split four ways.
Yep.
So
okay.
And then
we should make a pool of betting money.
Yes. Pool of betting money. Because kind of, I did that for Clay Holmes.
Yeah.
Like I made the Clay Holmes Cy Young bet, and I've made it clear to you guys, no, it's a four-way split. Like, if he wins, we all win,
right,
even though I made the bet. So would that make life easier for you, Tommy, and for everyone else that when one of us says, hey, this is a good bet idea, and we all agree, whoever places the bet, it's for all of us.
Right. Only on the show bets, though.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Not your personal stuff.
And Evan, when I say it's plus 850, the correct response is, that's good numbers, not, oh, okay, whatever, and go to the call. Just so you know.
Yeah, I moved on from it. I didn't care.
Yeah.
You're right.
I care now that it hit. So, Sean, I'm going to give you my Venmo account. You can send me some of that money.
No, it doesn't count now. We have to do it moving forward. So, you know what I'll do? We'll play another game. When the Marlins lineup comes out, I'll pick another random Marlin.
It's not going to work for the Marlins.
It won't work.
You can't force it.
You can't.
Like you said, it's got to happen organically. We have a long baseball season ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee this happens at least once a week when lineups come out.
Right.
Yeah.
Did we get anybody on opening day for the Yankees?
Oh, I think we did, Tiki. I think we got one in an exact moment on opening day.
You nailed it, the Austin Rose.
I know,
awesome,
but did we get anybody betting on it on the show?
Yes. Oh, yeah. People hit me up on Twitter about it. Oh, yeah.
People bet it. We didn't do it as a group bet. That's a new thing we'll do, that anytime you have a prediction that we all feel good about, we'll all do it as a group, right?
We're not profiting. Well, Sean profited last night. Good that the audience is profiting.
Yeah, no, we're very happy for the audience.
Better if Lou Gower profits.
No, we'll profit. We'll profit going forward.
Yes. I'm looking at the Diamondback lineup to see.
Yeah, exactly.
The problem is, like, you've heard of everybody. They won the National League pennant 2 years ago. They're a pretty good team. They led the league in offense
last
year.
Really? They don't have any randos?
Nah. Ketel Marte, we've all heard of.
Definitely not.
Corbin Carroll. Pavin Smith. Josh Naylor, remember Josh Naylor? Barely know her. You know,
Pavin
the whole thing.
Smith is not exactly Lou Gehrig.
No, he's
a fair point. Pavin Smith, was he a golfer?
He's batting third. You want to do that then?
What are the odds, Shawnee?
Pavin Smith is batting third?
Pavin Smith is batting third against Will Warren tonight at Yankee Stadium.
Does he have a torpedo bat?
Whew, cold night, let's see.
Plus 5 to 1, Pavin Smith.
All right, we'll consider it.
Let's think about it.
We'll think about that. There's a lot that can happen in the next 3.5 hours. Let's go to Jose in Brentwood. How are you, Jose?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. What's up, dude?
Excellent.
Hey, Tiki, just want to say you're a Giants legend.
Thank you, bro.
Love you, man. I just want to give my point of view as a Yankee fan. I feel like a lot of Yankees fans feel how I feel. I always love New York. I wish every year was New York versus New York. You know, I did color guard at Citi Field. So, you know, I love going to Mets game. And when I saw the Dodgers win against the Mets, I'm like, oh, man, you know, we'll do our best. You know, we'll do what we got to do. But, you know, we didn't win, of course. And then, you know, I was sad. And then, you know, the Soto trade happened. I'm like, it was sad. But then the Mets fans started turning. They started putting salts on wounds. And then I hear this one guy from a podcast say, hey, when you see a Yankee fan, tell him what's up. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, okay. And then the whole big brother, you know, little brother came. I'm like, yo, they're just putting salt on wounds. Like, we just tried our best. And we're just keeping receipts. You know, we're just keeping receipts. And I'm sorry, Tiki, but we're booing. We're booing.
Oh, this is your perfect opportunity, Jose. Tiki. Go ahead. Come on, Jose. Do your thing.
Jose is espousing the wrong thing, Yankee fans, when the New York Mets and Juan Soto, that traitor, comes to the Bronx for the Subway Series. You don't boo. Do not boo. Stand up like you're going to boo. Turn around, face the back of the stadium, and stand there in silence.
I'm very impressed by Tiki. So about a week ago, it's been a full week, we talked about Juan Soto's reception at a spring training game and how he got booed by Yankee fans.
Yeah, the sixth borough down in the Port St. Lucie.
That's right. And it led to Tiki and Sean basically saying, hey, as Yankee fans, when he comes back for the Subway Series, we shouldn't even boo him. We should turn our back on him. And I told Tiki, I said, listen, the only way this is going to get off the ground is you got to be committed to it. You got to say it every single day. Every day you got to mention it. It has been a full week. And you're perfect.
Yep.
Like, you have not missed a day in mentioning this horrific idea of not booing Juan Soto and just ignoring him.
I have to task my understudy, Sean, in 2 days.
Yep.
Me and my wife are leaving for my 50th birthday trip. I am tasking you Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday to take the reins and tell people to stand up, turn their backs, and stand in silence to Juan Soto.
Tiki,
it's on you, bro.
It's on me. I got it. I'm with you. Those 2 weeks, by the way, once we continue to do this, they're going to be ratcheted up. We're officially declaring the day no boo day. We'll work on doing our stuff in there. Right. We'll do that. I also don't know if I could live in a world where Tiki Barber is 50 years old. You want to talk about making me feel old as a Giant fan. My God.
I also think we need to address something, and I will be the leader because Tommy and Sean are very confused, as am I. I admit this. We are all very confused.
About
what to do. You're turning 50. Like, don't we have to get you something?
Nothing.
We have to get you something. You're turning 50.
Okay, if it's brown and in a bottle and has a bourbon thing on it.
Oh, okay.
That'll work.
Okay. All right, we can make that happen.
Use the Wagaman money on it.
You're right.
Last night I was on Amazon searching for different things to get Tiki Barber. And after like 40 minutes, I'm like, what the hell am I doing? I can't find anything.
Jefferson Oceans.
Hold on, right? Let me write this down.
It's easy. You know who my favorite president is.
Jefferson Oceans. Your favorite president?
Yeah.
Who? Thomas Jefferson?
He was the founder of the great University of Virginia.
That's right. I forgot about that. Even though Thomas was very proud of that.
Declaration of Independence and the Virginia Statute on Religious Freedom.
You know Thomas put all of that on his...
epitaph.
What's that thing?
Epitaph.
Epitaph?
Yes.
And I meant the stone when you're dead.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, it's called an epitaph?
Yeah.
I thought it was called something else.
Like a headstone.
A headstone, yeah. Right.
Or gravestone.
He did not do president.
He didn't want president. That's my point, yeah. He was almost like ashamed of his presidency. Mm. Jefferson Oceans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll take care of it. You know what? I'll put your guy's name on it.
Thank you.
I'm not going to take
more. No. Yeah. I'm not Loogie.
What the hell does that mean?
Tell me the amount, bro. All fair. It's fine.
I'm going to look it up right now. I have no idea how much this costs.
I don't either.
But I'm glad you're making it easy for us because I was so confused the last few days. I'm like, what the hell am I supposed to get him? Oh, you're cheap, bro. $60.
Exactly.
Oh, I got it. No problem. I'll even pick up Loogie's shit. No problem.
We should get him like a six pack of it, right?
There are no six packs of like bourbon.
Well,
thing.
You might create a thing, Tommy.
Yeah.
Because we go through them quick.
I was thinking that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. That's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.